This is Ryan Wilson from the Wilkinson Public Library, and I'm speaking to Robin Wilson, who is the Director of Sustainability and College Studies at the University Centers of the San Miguel. From October 19th to the 21st, the Wilkinson Public Library will be hosting a free live broadcast of the National Bioneers Conference for the Western Slope. From 10 to 2 p.m. Friday through Sunday, pioneers in the area of sustainability will present their research and solutions for an ever-changing planet. For the second year, the library has partnered with the University Centers of the San Miguel to create a class designed for educators that will take the information presented at the conference and use it to extend into the classroom. The teacher for this class will be Robin Wilson. Robin, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So this is the second time you guys have offered a class with the Bioneers Conference. Why do you think that it is important to create an opportunity for people to extend their knowledge from the Bioneers Conference into the classroom?
Well, I think it is important because it brings about a way to tie in the information given at the Bioneers Conference into your everyday life. So it is for educators, and the class is geared toward that, but really anyone who is interested that works with the public or plans to in the future can take this class, whether it's guides, librarians, teachers, etc. And it is a graduate level class that we have approved through Colorado Mesa University. We have created with them a certificate in sustainable practices and offer that. And they're extending their sustainability education. The Bioneers Conference is being beamed to the Wilkinson Public Library, which is one of the few places on the Western Slope broadcasting it. So it just is a really good partnership all the way around to get out this really important information.
So I know you're the Director of Sustainability at UCSM, and you guys offer a permaculture class every summer. Obviously, you're probably familiar with a lot of the speakers at this conference. So for those people who might not know about some of these names, is there anyone that you're really looking forward to hear at this conference?
There are several really great speakers. I mean, we watched it last year as well, and everyone is really educated, very passionate, and gives great presentations. But what I really enjoy about Bioneers is that although we're dealing with very serious subject matter, the changing of our world, they really highlight positive movements that are happening around the world. And this is happening with indigenous people, such as Greg Saris is going to explain the Gratin Rancheria movement and what they're doing to take money that they're getting from casinos and transferring it into sustainable open spaces and educating local farmers, for example. There's several different people talking about youth leadership and what kids have done, which I think is super important. There's no age limit at being a leader in this area. Michael Bruhn will be talking about the significant changes that the Sierra Club has been doing in the past few years, and they're really working towards ending our reliance on coal as energy. There's also, of course, Bill McKibben, who is a fabulous speaker, and he's going to talk about the success that 350.org has had, and we have a local chapter here as well, and they're in 160 countries or something like that. So there's been a lot of things that are going on with that, and Bill McKibben's just a fabulous speaker as well. So I think he's speaking on Saturday, and that'll be fun. There is also D'Anthony Jones, who is talking about bringing social movements and climate change into education so that it's throughout the curriculum and people will have a really strong sense of the changes that are happening as well as the things that we can do to benefit the world and perhaps alter some of the progression we've made so far. There's also Sandra Steingraber, who I don't know if you saw her, Ryan, this year, but she came to Mountain Film this year and presented, and she is fighting the use of carcinogens in things like fracking and other things, and actually had cancer from a very young age on. So she's a really great speaker as well. And, of course, Paul Hawken is, he's written several books. I read about him, or I read his stuff in grad school, and he is an economist who is going to discuss regeneration and, you know, how to move forward in that realm. So there are just so many great people, and that's just an overview. There are a lot of people that I'm not super familiar with that I'm really looking forward to hearing as well.
I know I'm always excited to hear updates from Bill McKibben on the climate. So we haven't had him in Mountain Film in a while, so that should be exciting.
Yeah.
So I know your class is directed towards educators. Why did you choose this particular audience, and what do you hope they will come away with by taking the class?
Well, I hope that they will be able to combine their subject matter, whatever that might be, with some of the information that they're getting from these speakers and create lesson plans and other avenues for engaging youth and engaging their audience. So, like I said, it's not just for teachers. It is also for guides and librarians and other people that work with the public. And then they can take this knowledge and apply it to whatever field they're in. And that's what the class will do, is what create some of that framework for them to be able to do that. And then they will create their own lesson plans of how they might tie it in to their class and for their students or their clients.
Well, I know we are looking forward to Bioneers 2012. That will be October 19th to the 21st. Robin, do people need to sign up for this class or register for this class, and how do they do that?
Yes, they do need to, and you can go to our website, ucsanmiguel.org, and click on courses, and that will take you to the registration page. There is a separate page that we will have available to you at the first night of class. We're going to try to meet on, the goal is to meet Thursday at 6 p.m. before Bioneers, to kind of set a plan for the weekend and set that all up for people with a structure and a framework. But if people cannot attend that, we can also get the information to them and meet briefly before the conference starts on Friday. And you can also call us at 369-5255 with any questions.
All right, great. So, again, that's October 19th to the 21st, the Bioneers Conference. The Wilkinson Public Library will be one of the only institutions on the Western Slope showing this extraordinary conference live and in the program room at the library. Thanks again for talking.
And I just want to stress that it is a really positive conference. It's not just a bunch of doom and gloom. You walk away feeling empowered and impassioned to do something about the environment and that you're absolutely capable to do so.
I know that's one of the reasons why I look forward to this conference every year. Let's find solutions as opposed to obstacles. All right. Thanks again for talking with me, Robin.
Well, thank you so much.